Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
My buddy Jeff in Cleveland's a diehard Cowboy fan. He already said John Gruden. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Yeah, that would be interesting. Was it John McCota, who used to write for the big Dallas newspaper, now he writes for The Athletic? He said the top coaching candidates, Ben Johnson, Cliff Kingsbury, Brian Flores, Aaron Glenn, Joe Brady, Liam Cohn, Kellen Moore.
Yeah, bring Kellen Moore back.
Pete Carroll, John Gruden, Ron Rivera.
Okay, so they've really narrowed down the list.
Well, that's his list. I mean.
See, a Jerry Jones hire would be Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
Does it get your headlines?
No. That's
why do I look at this? Cliff Kingsbury or Kellen Moore?
You're the Dallas Cowboys. You don't need headlines.
Who do you think?
Dan?
Out of that list.
It's Jerry. He wants to go big game hunting. I can't see him going something small. Gruden makes a lot of sense.
Gruden makes a ton of sense.
Gruden makes a lot of sense because he'll go big game hunting.
And memories are short.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know if
Gruden, when he's... Somebody's going to hire Gruden and people are going to scream for about a week. And you remember he got caught up in all those emails and said some things he shouldn't have said in an email.
Right.
And people will scream for about a week.
Yep.
And then he's the head coach of the fill in the blanks.
You're right. People scream for a week.
I think he'd be a great hire in Dallas, personally. But I thought Mike McCarthy did a nice job there.
He did a job.
Dan, you just don't like the guy.
I just don't see the hype. I think
I'm not saying he's the greatest coach ever. I think he did a good job.
There's a Mike McCarthy ceiling that you will hit. And you will find yourself in a position where you're looking around going, can I do better than Mike McCarthy?
Last 3 years before this year when Dak Prescott got hurt, in his 5 years in Dallas, 6-10, 12-5, 12-5, 12-5, 7-10. No, he didn't have success in the playoffs. One team wins it every year. It wasn't the Dallas Cowboys. You know why? Because Dallas needs a better GM. That's why. Oh, wait a minute. That's Jerry Jones. Okay, never mind. See, that's the one thing that could keep Gruden from going there. Wait a minute. I'm going to let this oil man pick my players?
Yeah, that's true. How about a guy who won the NFC East three times?
Joe Gibbs too busy with NASCAR.
No. Was the NFL Coach of the Year.
That doesn't mean anything. Ask Browns fans.
Was a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Got Dan to laugh again.
Once went to school on Somme Center Road.
Who is someone who's never been in my kitchen?
Who is that?
Whoever you're describing right now.
Jason Garrett. How about the return of Jason Garrett?
Nothing against Jason. He should have kept Mike McCarthy.
I was watching him last night, and I was like, I wonder if he's ever going to coach again.
Yeah, Jerry's going to go big game hunting. I can't see him going coordinators. I can't see him being the second choice of anybody. He's going to go big game hunting.
Garrett had the second longest tenure of a Cowboys head coach after Tom Landry. It's pretty amazing.
In fact, I'm really excited to see Nick Saban comes to Dallas for a conversation. Like, I'm already, that ESPN headline is going to hit.
Oh,
we're all going to go nuts for 48 hours. It's He's going to go big game hunting. Remember, this is the guy that brought Bill Parcells back. Like, this is going to be big game.
He brought in Barry Switzer, mm-hmm. who came out of nowhere, but was a big name at one point.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to go big game hunting.
That makes me think Barry. That makes Barry Sanders. No, how about Deion Sanders?
Coach Prime.
That doesn't would that be make big you think hunting? Deion Sanders?
I don't. Yes, I don't know how that fits.
Trying to think of like other. No, I'm not even going to say it. I almost uttered something I can't believe I was going to say because it did. It failed so bad. There's no way he'll never get a shot in the NFL.
Cough, Ooh. Cough, Ryan Day. Cough, cough, cough.
Urban Meyer.
No, cough, cough.
Urban Meyer.
Yeah, there's no way he gets another chance in the NFL. No way.
I would think not.
No way. Can't see it.
And it's this point. It's, does Urban Meyer want to go into a place where the, or any coach, Andy, who I would think if you don't desperately need the job, I don't know if you want to saddle yourself with Jerry Jones as the owner. Oddly enough, the Cowboys, and I find this one hard to believe, but the perception is that they're cheap. I don't think that, but that's the perception out there, you know, because they're paying a lot of guys a lot of money, but then they're not paying some guys, and the perception is that they're a cheap organization, which I find contradictory to most everything I know about the NFL and with, you know, revenue and everything else, because the Cowboys are the most valuable franchise maybe in pro sports. But the perception is they're cheap.
Hugh Jackson just took a job, didn't he?
Wow.
Hugh Jackson just took a job. Yeah. At Georgia State, right?
I believe that's correct, but I don't totally remember.
Operations court.
Would Mike Vrabel have been a good hire there?
That would have been a big
yes
name.
And no. Yes, as a head coach. Vrabel no, as in working for Jerry Jones.
Yeah, Vrabel might have had a hard time working for Jerry Jones. I think Vrabel is a great hire for New England, and I think it's bad news for the rest of the AFC because I think he'll get New England on track.
I do too.
And I keep this in mind about Vrabel. Though he's been around a long time, he's only 49 years old. So, I mean, you know, he could have a 15, 20-year run in New England if he so chose. I mean, he could be there a long time if he succeeds. And I think if anybody's primed to succeed in New England, it's probably Mike Vrabel. You know, I like Kevin Stefanski. If the Browns had made the move and changed head coaches, Vrabel would have clearly been the guy. I think that everybody in town would have wanted to be the head coach.
Oh, I don't know. Is that a question?
Don't you think?
Yes. Or Ryan Day after he wins the championship, even though they'll bring up the Michigan stuff.
That's really true.
How many times was Trestle? You know what? How many times did people say they want a Trestle here?
And it would have worked out great because Ryan Day could lose to the Steelers every year and win the Super Bowl and nobody would care.
No, we'd all be mad. He didn't beat the Steelers. I don't want that Super Bowl. Like, throw the Lombardi in the lake. You didn't beat Pittsburgh this year. What? Lost to the Steelers twice but won the Super Bowl. That doesn't count.
I think it's interesting that the Cowboys get into this late, though. Not that too many guys have been hired yet. You know, Chicago's still looking. Other teams are still looking. Jacksonville's still looking. I mean, it hasn't progressed yet, but the Cowboys are going to jump in. And if you can deal with Jerry Jones, is it the primo job opening out there now?
I would think. What are we up against? The Bears? I mean, what else is a
New
primo?
Orleans, Chicago, the Raiders, Jacksonville. I think I'm missing one.
There isn't a glitzy job out there. Really, Chicago probably is it, don't you think?
I think Chicago is a great, first of all, it's a great sports town. Mm-hmm. Second of all, you have ownership that'll just sit there and let you do your gig. You know, as long as you do it okay. And then you have Caleb Williams and some talent. Nate's in West Salem. Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Welcome, Nate.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Hey, swinging back to Coach Stefanski. If he wants to start calling the plays again, I'm fine with that. I'm not a huge fan of his play calling, but it certainly was better than Dorsey. So if he wants to do that, that's great. But I think the thing that we need to have going forward, which we haven't had for 4 years with him, is someone to actually honestly say, I am calling the plays, as opposed to leaving it wishy-washy and unknown. I don't know another team where it's unknown about who's calling the plays. If Coach Stefanski wants to be the offensive coordinator, that's great. But he has to actually come out and say, I'm taking over play calling for the Cleveland Browns. That's my opinion.
Nate, thank you very much.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we'll see that. You know, will it happen? Will it not happen? We'll see. It depends on who they hire and, you know, is that what it takes to get an offensive coordinator in here? And again, does Kevin, did he like not calling the plays? Maybe he liked it, Andy.
I don't know.
Well, of course, neither do I. But
Here's why I say I don't know. I think he's pretty good at it.
I do, too.
If he wasn't good at it, then maybe he'd be like, oh, man, I'm so glad to have that burden gone. But I can't see it. It would take someone who was a former head coach that they had to swoon over to bring in to let them call plays next year. At least that's what I think. Or someone that, you know, Kevin truly trusts. How many more coordinators can they let go? How many more before you change the head coach?
Well, none.
We said that going into this year.
I didn't.
I did.
Okay, I didn't.
I mean, how many? You've already replaced all of them in the last couple years.
Next year's the year. If Kevin and Andrew Berry don't win, or at least jump up to like 8 or 9 wins and show real progress, they're not going to be back. I mean, that's just pro sports. We know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you're Jerry Jones, what'd you think last night watching your former defensive coordinator win a playoff game, now as head coach of the Washington Commanders? I mean, Dan Quinn sat there in Dallas as the DC and was loving life, passed up opportunities to stay in Dallas, and now a year after he's gone and winning for your, at one time, arch rival, now you fire your coach. Or at least you don't come to terms with your coach and he moves on. Dan Quinn would have been the perfect guy there, but he's a little busy now.
True.
Getting ready for the next round.
Can I make a statement to make someone's head explode?
Oh, good. Is it mine?
No. It's Meredith. Hey, Meredith.
Uh-oh.
Did the Commanders get lucky last night?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just curious.
Don't start. We don't have an hour.
I'm going to say yes and no.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Well, because here's the thing. I don't think that what Jaden Daniels did was luck. I think what Zane Gonzalez did was luck.
No, he didn't. He missed it. I mean, he didn't miss it. It went through.
The doink went the right way. It could have easily gone the wrong way.
Did your heart stop for a second?
Yeah, I might have like died for about 12 seconds and then revived when they said the kick is good.
As long as you put the kick on the inside part of the goalposts,
it's all that matters.
It's going to go through. Yeah, you're good.
Maybe somebody was looking out for Washington. It's been so long.
Can I make Browns fans mad?
No, don't do that today. It's not Browns Therapy Monday.
I had to double check because I didn't realize. You know, Baker Mayfield led the NFL in interceptions.
Mm-hmm. They said it like 15 times during the game last night.
And fumbles.
Yeah. That fumble is going to haunt him for the entire offseason.
It's too bad because he did play well this year. But those two things, and it just goes to show you got to protect that football. And it jumped up and bit him at the absolute wrong time
last night. The ball control for Washington at the end of the game was the difference, I thought. I mean,
Clock management. That was really, really smart clock management at the end of the game.
Yeah, ate up 441 and went down and kicked the field goal.
Yep.
Almost didn't, but did.
But like they said.
With a former Browns kicker.
Which former Brown did you want to win there, Jeff?
I was the kicker.
Both were, weren't they? Didn't we have Chase McLaughlin for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Too? Yeah, so.
We could put together a team of former Browns kickers. Chase McLaughlin, Zane Gonzalez, Austin Seibert. The list goes on and on, which is why, Andy,
if we're playing 3-on-3 basketball, Andy, we're in great shape.
It's why you don't invest in a kicker or draft one. Jamel White, Browns running back, former, going to join us at 1 o'clock. Cavs lost last night.
Shh.
The Cavs lost last night.
I was going to find out.
Never fear. Remain calm. All is well. Except for one thought I'm going to share with you next.
Oh.
It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Doom and gloom straight up.
Kicker! Nice job!